politics from our nation's capital to your home. Here is Congressman Devin Nunes.
Hunks Attorney Phil.
That's right, woodchuckers. It's Groundhog Day! Get up and
today is Groundhog Day. According to legend, if Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow after emerging from his burrow, there will be 6 more weeks of winter weather. If he does not see his shadow, there will be an early spring. But Groundhog Day isn't just the day of the year a rodent in Pennsylvania becomes our nation's chief meteorologist. Thanks to Bill Murray and his comedy classic of the same name, Groundhog Day is also an analogy for being stuck in time. Today, as we wait to hear Phil's prediction, our nation's president is pursuing an energy policy that is stuck in the 1970s. The president says we are running out of oil and need to focus our attention and tax dollars on green energy. Deja vu, anyone? Another American president, Jimmy Carter, made the same prediction during his time in the White House. His solution was conservation, the creation of a massive new agency called the Department of Energy, and unprecedented investments in alternative fuels. Carter's energy plan promised energy independence by 1990, with 20% of our energy from solar power by 2000. In practice, we never reached that goal, and today we get less than 1% of our power from solar energy. At the same time he was pushing conservation and his green agenda, President Carter locked up vast swaths of federal land to prevent energy exploration, including 19 million acres in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Since that time, America has become more dependent on foreign oil, not less, and consumers are paying the price at the pump. Fast forward to 2012, and Barack Obama is dusting off the Carter playbook, declaring that America must move beyond oil. President Obama wants us to believe that it's not only a matter of environmental necessity, but that it's practical. We don't have enough oil to sustain us, he claims. Of course, this is only true if we let President Obama block access to our abundant resources we know are available. In Anwar, he won't even allow drilling along the desolate, unforgiving landscape of the North Slope, an Arctic region that is devoid of life for much of the year. I've been there. Our president has not. Maybe he should travel to Alaska and learn about the project before he kills it. The proposed site for drilling is roughly equivalent to a postage stamp on a football field. There is no credible threat to the environment. To add insult to injury, others, including Russia and Canada, are tapping into the abundant Arctic oil reserve. These decisions have consequences and will threaten the operation of the Alaska pipeline. That artery of North American energy would be running at full capacity if not for federal bans on new drilling. Overall, there's been a 40% decline in oil and gas production on public lands since President Obama took office. Just last month, the White House blocked construction of a pipeline from Canada, the Keystone XL project. It would have delivered 700,000 barrels a day to American consumers. So when President Obama says we don't have enough oil, he really means that liberal elites won't let America have more oil. He and others who support green special interests are hiding the fact that the United States has more than 1.4 trillion barrels of recoverable oil, more than the rest of the world combined. That's enough to fuel every passenger car in the country for 430 years. Meanwhile, we are witnessing an explosion of bankruptcies in the green energy sector, the very area of our economy President Obama has insisted would be the driver of job growth. The only real growth was the pocketbooks of campaign contributors and corporate special interests tied to the green energy lobby. The best example of this is the failure of Solyndra. The unprecedented loss of $500 billion in tax dollars was the tip of the iceberg. As government handouts run out, more bankruptcies will follow, and taxpayers will be left paying the bill. Instead of giving President Obama a blank check to gamble billions of tax dollars on a new round of green energy subsidies, we should be exploring a real all-the-above strategy. We should be looking to develop a competitive alternative energy market, not one that is dependent on checks from the taxpayers. The president must not be allowed to trap the American people in the 1970s when Carter energy policies drove the American economy into a tailspin. Windmills and solar panels can continue to fuel the utopian dreams of the left. But for the foreseeable future, the rest of us are going to need a lot more oil. Happy Groundhog Day. This is Devin Nunes. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. You can download future editions of this podcast by subscribing online. Visit nunes.house.gov for more information.